K-State Purple Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. This is the postcast edition of this podcast. Your host, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. This podcast is all about covering all things Kansas State here on this hot, once again, hot September afternoon, September 8th, 2022. Coming at you, volleyball, great start to the Mizzou week. Get to that momentarily. Here, if you're new to the show, welcome on board to the Purple Project Podcast. And if you've been following us for quite a while, we appreciate your support. If you're new to the show, make sure you are subscribed if you have not already. So much good content from over the summer, from the last several weeks up until now, and lots more to come. Fall sports is in full swing. Make sure you are subscribed to this podcast, and make sure you continue to spread the word. If you love this podcast, make sure you tell a friend, tell a K-State friend, or a big fan, or alumni, or a student about the Purple Project Podcast. Huge win last night. And of course, this is Mizzou week, so you can call it hate week, or whatever you want to call it. First of two, volleyball, taking care of business, back and forth battle, Mizzou. Down goes Mizzou. K-State, almost said the exact opposite. K-State volleyball team, women's volleyball team, takes it in all five sets to do it. 3-2 in Brandywine last night in a classic K-State Mizzou tip. And remember, if you go back to the old days, this was usually the original Big Eight conference back in the day. And then, of course, a few years ago, these two teams were in the same conference, the Big 12. Missouri obviously has moved on, wanted bigger and better things to the SEC. Well, K-State gave it to them last night. And courtesy of this young lady, had a big game last night, Shaylee Myers. Again, recruited her. I didn't recruit her. Susie Fredson Company recruited her. She's only a freshman, folks. 23 kills in this game last night. And, of course, your usual double-double from Elena Baca to lead the charge there. And, of course, you add Lauren Hinkle's double-double as well. And you take down the hated Missouri Tigers. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about on this podcast for sure. K-State did win the first two sets of this. You thought it was going to be a sweep. 27-25. Back and forth. The first set really set the tone for this game, for this match here. And then K-State ran all over Mizzou in the second set, 25-14. And then things got really spicy, third and fourth sets, right? You lose both of those, respectively, 26-24, 25-20. And then you show resiliency by getting the Tigers in the last set there, 15-10. That's really hard. I talk about momentum a lot on this podcast. Another great example of that. I mean, you don't have a lot of momentum. You go up 2-0 against one of your hated opponents in the Missouri Tigers, right? And then you let them back into the match. And then right there, with that type of momentum, and you know how volleyball momentum swings from one side. If it swings the other side big, you're not coming back from that. Give the Lady Wildcats tremendous credit for battling back in the fifth set right there. K-State now is 6-1 on the season there. K-State, they were down in this in the final set there before rallying back there in this one there. Baca, 16 kills and added a career high to this point, 17 digs. Third double-double in the season. Lena Baca continues to impress a lot of the Wildcat fans out there. She has become, and as of late, I don't want to say she's number one just yet, though, but she's inching closer to that. Like, you're obviously Aaliyah Carter, star player of this team, and then you add in the force. It seems like every time I talk about the volleyball team on this podcast, I'm mentioning her with Aaliyah Carter. And by now, if you don't know it by now, then Elena Baca is a superstar on this team. That is without question right there. As my computer decides to go to the other screen. All right, here we go here. K-State on a 71-48 edge in kills last night in this one. The Cats held their opponents from the last, so far this year, to a 200 efficiency in five of the seven matches. That includes Mizzou, Mizzou, they held them to a .164 hitting percentage there in this one. And then back up to the individual stats there, Haley Warner had herself a big night as well. 16 along with Baca, and Sydney Boulding continues to do Sydney Boulding things. 10 kills as well, and added another career best for aces in this one as well. K-State clocked in 10 aces on the night. This is that third match of the year with 10 service aces or more in this one. Molly Ramsey added in 3 as well. Mackenzie Morris with 15 digs on the night. And then Hinkle, back to her, she dished out 41 assists in this match right here. Coach Fresh, after the big win of Missouri, I thought we got pretty conservative. We made a center switch. That's a coaching decision. I like Ava LeGrand. I think she's showing a lot of potential and improvement, and we wanted to give her a chance to show what she can do. But I thought the offense got a little bit conservative. In that moment, we weren't getting the swings we were early, and I thought we got conservative with our serving, especially down the stretch in game 4. We kind of flipped the script a little bit in game 5. I thought we came out and serving was the biggest difference. That's where we were able to separate ourselves and score points from the service line. I thought that's when we were really rolling as well there. Yeah, so conservatively, not, and we've seen this backfire, whether it's, especially in football games, this is, I wouldn't say a problem, but this is a common theme. When the team goes up, like K-State Volleyball did, women's volleyball last night, 2-0, you think you take a foot off the gas. You do not want to do that, especially in the college game, whether that's baseball, football, volleyball, you know what I'm getting, etc. Basketball, too. You don't want to get your foot off the gas, because once that team that's down big gets going, that big rock, that just keeps growing and growing. You're just running for cover, right? That's the thing. One thing that Cases has to work on, but right now, that's a huge win on the resume for K-State Volleyball. And of course, Coach Fritz quoted on Shaylee Meyer's performance last night. Quote, she's been doing it every day. To be honest, she has earned some opportunities, and I am thrilled that we have the outside hitting core that we have right now. Of course, with Aaliyah Carter, Baca, and Myers, all three gives us something a little bit different. We got 4 matches in 4 days this week, and to be able to use them all and keep them fresh is huge. So I guess right now, I believe I'm recording this right now, they're going into another challenge here. So we'll get more on that when we get down to business with our episode 1819 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition later on. Me and Alex will get together later on tonight. We get that. So yeah, I was double checking the schedule, and yeah, they're playing again. So that's huge. We talk about a lot about depth on the show as of late as well. And that's the first time I mentioned Aaliyah Carter's name in this match here. So yeah, they're gonna need her going forward for the rest of the week as well. Yeah, K-State in set 5 there jumped out to a 6-point advantage there, 7-1. There, and that really set the tone right there as well in this game. Mizzou, they held the total block category to 16-10 there as well. And K-State now leads the all-time series against Mizzou 43-34, going all the way back to 1974. And the Cats have won the last 4 meetings in this series in 9 of its last 12 there as well. And Susie Fritz has a tremendous record of 42-23 against SEC opponents. That's the stat of the week right there. There was one there. That is very, very impressive in the start for K-State. I mentioned they are 6-1 now for right now. As they're apparently playing right now. Again, more to come on the weekly edition coming up on tomorrow when that's out. That's their best record at the record of this podcast, going back to 2018 when they jumped out to a 10-1 record right there. K-State takes down Mizzou in volleyball last night in 5 sets here. So we'll see if K-State volleyball can, women's volleyball, can continue to build that momentum here as well. And actually, what I'm thinking about right now, and before we close out this postcast here in the Purple Project Podcast, Eddie Greer here with you guys to close this thing out here real quick here. Let's see. They start tomorrow, I believe. Let's see. The Rambler Challenge. That starts tomorrow, so they're not in action. So they're not in action tonight. They'll be in tomorrow. They're going on the road, so no rest for the successful, if you will. Saying that, no rest for the weary. No rest for the successful, as K-State wins volleyball now. Takes their show on the road to Chicago, Illinois, tomorrow for another doubleheader. They're going to start off with Rutgers in this Rambler Challenge, the next opponent tomorrow morning. And then the nightcap hosts Loyola Chicago for a day-night doubleheader. That's going to be their second one of the season already. And then, of course, they'll wrap things up on Saturday with St. Thomas up there as well. And that's where K-State football will already be in going as well. So we'll definitely keep our eyes on that. A lot more to come. Obviously, a jam-packed weekend of K-State action will be coming at you on the Pro Project Podcast. Cannot wait to talk about it. But a big win for K-State volleyball last night, taking down Missouri in 5 sets. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now on this postcast on the Pro Project Podcast. And again, if you have not checked out our latest podcast, from football, as we recapped. Case, me and Alex recap the season opening game for football against South Dakota. That's out right now for your listening pleasure as well. I'll make sure I tweet that out here before we get going with our recording of episode 119. I probably said 117. All these are the same. They're all getting jumbled up in the promo box right now. But appreciate your support. Definitely make sure, if you're not already subscribed, make sure you get after it. Subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast, K-State Women's Volleyball. Big time winners last night in 5 sets. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.